ready for us.
We should be good. Did we unlock the front door?
This door? I don't know if that door's unlocked. That.
I'll make sure.
Okay. It used to be some part of the team's job, right? And sometimes, you know, it's just sort of important for public meetings that the doors are unlocked.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's plenty ahead of, it can be all day, it can be unlocked. But that was, I didn't know what this was, Chuck, but you signed it, so I guess we'll find out.
It's our crack sealing.
Yes.
Oh, it's already been done? We've already voted on it?
Yeah.
The county's subcontracting it out.
We have not voted on it
yet. Okay, then we're going to wait.
Yes. So I put it there. I don't know where you guys sign stuff, so I put it there.
He would have taken it out there and we would have done it during the meeting. But it's fine that it sit here. It sits here. It doesn't have to be done the same way. So it is April, May 4th. May 4th, Star Wars Day, as I've been informed. We are in our working session. The three trustees, Gavin Pike, our attorney, Dylan Sanderson, are here along with our new administrator, Michael Hampton. We need to add an item under old business to the agenda. So when we go out there, I will ask that we add welcome signage and expressway signage to the agenda so we can discuss what Eric's been working on and what Chuck's been working on. We get to introduce Mike Hampton to the public, like in real life. And I'm just going to turn the mic over to you, Mike Hampton, so you can tell everybody what you want them to know. I was born on the side of the road.
30 seconds. 30 seconds worth.
No, I want it to be very long.
Yeah.
No, you're not gonna do any of that, okay? The big item on this agenda is Mike Panuski. We have found that there are 24 or 26 plats that don't have an agreement with the county to service. Failures in structure. I don't even know what kind of structure, to tell you the truth. So we get to hear, like, maybe the history of the county. I'm very curious about how that happened, and then if it needs corrected, how we correct it.
So,
yes.
If you don't mind.
No.
All right. I don't know my place. If, doesn't the new Swan Creek petition countywide incorporate all of them now, anyhow?
Yeah, this stormwater utility, I thought it
no,
did.
No, not stormwater utility. I'm talking about the ditch petition.
Yeah, that's just a ditch.
This isn't a ditch problem.
Yeah, she's talking about water retention ponds.
This is like stormwater
drainage structure problem.
So like catch basins and things of that nature?
Well, we take care of the catch basins.
Right.
The only reason I know this is a problem is because this one particular piece of infrastructure is failing, and a neighbor pointed it out to the administrator, and they came out and looked at it, and they don't know how to fix it, and they called the county in, and the county says, you know, it's not for us to, we're not under any protection, we can't fix it. And I said, what about the new Swan Creek?
Yeah.
It's right off of Swan Creek.
Yeah.
And Mike Panuski said it's too far off of Swan Creek for it to be corrected with Swan Creek dollars. And that's fine. This is 24 plats. It's not just my neighbor's problem.
Yeah.
It's probably in Springfield Township, too, that there are plats that the county doesn't have under protection, like Breckenridge or other homeowners.
So are they mainly like infrastructure that is on their private property and outside the right-of-way?
Right, so maybe, maybe.
Right, yeah, and that's exactly right. So when they put these drainage systems in, they don't add them to the right-of-way, if you will. There's generally an easement that they have in case something does fail that you can get back there. But the county puts their hands up and says, no, we don't own that. And then they go to the township, you guys don't own it either. Well, who owns it?
Like the catch basin on number 3 at Brandywine. I know Burnwick, it ties into Burnwick. Yes. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
You know, we don't own it. County doesn't own it, but if there's a catch basin that drains.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, who repairs it?
Who repairs it?
Exactly. That's the
question. So the homeowners have to repair it, but there's no mechanism for the homeowners to repair it in these 24 plats in Monclova Township. Right. So how we have to petition, they have to have access.
Correct.
There has to be some fund it comes from.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff needs to happen, so we're going to learn about it tonight.
Yeah.
Brandywine does have two problems. There is a pond where there's not supposed to be a pond because the drains are plugged. But we just had Doug come up because Homestead has a pond that overflows because the drain doesn't get cleaned.
Yeah.
And Doug has told them, I'm not capable of doing this. This isn't something I can do.
Yeah.
So who cares for these ponds that are put in? I mean, that's way beyond the scope of, I would think, a homeowners association to handle. Maybe they're required to, but how do you manage drainage in a county drainage system when you're a homeowner association?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that's the question I'm hoping to get answered. Yeah. So I have an example of one of the 24
petitioned
plats, and I have an example of a petitioned. Homestead is under county control. Yeah. Fallen Timbers is another one that we spent forever on draining a pond.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right saying stormwater utility, because that's still being collected.
Right.
Right? And who's using that money? From what I understand, there's a lot of funds out of these stormwater utilities being diverted. And this came from a source from the engineer's office when they were fired from Mike.
Yep.
That the stormwater utility funds are used for salaries now and not necessarily for stormwater utility. I don't know if I'll bring that up to Mike or not, but
here he is. It sounds like that might be him.
Yeah, but, you know.
Well, I know like at Brandywine, they've used stormwater for log jams there. But now I talked to Stan last Tuesday, and he said they're not as prompt as they used to be.
But so there's, you know, where's that cash at?
Matt told a neighbor that they can get $1,500 for the tree. They can, or $7,500, Matt McFadden.
Oh, Mike McFadden.
Matt. Excuse me.
It's Matt. It's Matt.
Is it Matt?
Yeah.
Stormwater guy, yeah.
Yeah. To pay for the tree that fell in their yard. And I'm like, you can get money from the county for a tree that fell in your yard that's landed in the creek, right? So it'll be good to have them here, is all I'm saying. Let's see if we can get some of these overarching questions answered. And Mike, please help us with that conversation. What else is on the agenda that you guys need to talk about?
Well, with Mike, I mean, if you can give us any updates on these. You know, I spoke at the Renwood Homeowners Association, and, you know, any updates on roundabout closures?
Yeah. Have some.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you now what's going on is the one out here is June 1st start date. First Energy has been a pain in their butt.
So 6 weeks late.
So, yeah, they're big time late. However, the county is very happy with the chosen contractor, which we should be too, because they work diligently. Where they say it's a 45-day closer, closure, typically they're done between 30 and 40 days, so they could be done weather dependent. But I guess from here talking with Josh Hazard, they work through, you know, rain as well, so they can get the job done.
Who's the contractor?
I can't remember. You're going to ask that. I can't recall who that is. I'll find out before the meeting.
B. It starts with a B in my mind. Does that help you?
Bowers.
Maybe, but that's not. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
But
they're doing.
Look
the
at
painting.
Our last.
I think they're doing.
It's
the
in our last.
Yeah. And then, just down the road at Waterville Monclova, that's going to be a smaller roundabout. They're calling that like a micro roundabout. So that closure is only going to be about 30 days. There won't be a center island. It'll all be concrete.
We knew that.
As you guys knew all that. That's going to go immediately following and then the resurfacing project on Mount Clova.
The six-week delay causes problems in my mind unless they're going to delay.
They are.
Okay.
It's contract language. They cannot do these unless these are open.
Okay. Right.
So, but the problem's still going to be having these two close at the same time.
Oh, it's going to be tough.
So, that's what the Renwood people were concerned about.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go down bots.
That's the state. The state said, I mean, I've got the email from them. Yeah. The state said, look, we're closing them both. Sorry about your luck. So.
Mm-hmm. Kind of keep the, right, Salisbury Road will be really busy. Maybe 20A too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep all the traffic.
Butts Road.
No, it'll be, I'm sorry, it'll be Salisbury.
Yeah, it'll be Salisbury, yeah.
And Butts Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a runway.
It's just the way it's going to be. Yeah. And we're going to get lots of complaints. And there's, what can we do?
Nothing.
I've been on...
Patience, my young Padawan.
Star Wars Day.
I've been on email with the school already.
Oh, no.
So.
You laughed at Chuck's first movie line. We're in trouble.
I was a Star Wars guy. So, I'm a Star Wars guy.
Every movie's over there.
Yeah. But I've been in contact with school transportation. So they're in the loop, and I'll keep them in the loop so they can adjust their schedule.
June 1st, they should be right towards the end of the school year.
Yeah. But I think they still have operations going, whether it be for games or after school activities.
And they're okay with us running emergency access over here across the lawn?
Yeah, so since the grinder pump was put in, we don't have to worry about the leach field. The tank was what I was concerned about. I think the tank's closer to the building. It's not out by the road. So that's going to get put in. I already talked to Matt. I showed Matt where it was going to go. So it should work out. I think the biggest hurdle is just keep it watchful eye for public use. If anything, we just barricade it up. They get it run, just move barrels and go off. We'll put a sign up temporarily. Say,
a fake camera.
Emergency use only. It's no cost to us. The stone's going to come from the county's MOT plan. The only thing we'll have to do is clean it up afterwards, which, whatever. If there's a stockpile for some good stone, they'll come have it.
Has Kathleen found a sign yet? Have we started that, or...?
Mike has a suggestion, not someone he's used. We were talking about that today.
Yeah, so National Sign, used them a couple of times. Local, really good, did really good work. Some of the things I looked at that Kathleen was doing, I think we can get a much better sign, more bang for our dollar. So... For $75,000 or less, we can get a really good sign out front, up to speed EMS system. But I think it's 8 pixels, which is pretty good. Be colorized, you can do some cool things with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, we don't need Vegas. We do have neighbors.
Yeah, it's not that.
Okay.
I mean, but. You have the opportunity to upgrade it instead of having just a red LED sign.
No, an upgrade would be nice, I think, yeah.
And once the rendering comes out, I'll share it by email, send it to all of you what that rendering looks like, or if you want to change it or something else. But it's an all-inclusive price, so it's not, we got to go get the foundation, then we got to get the brickwork, somebody comes put the sign in. It's all done in one package. So.
What about the annex building? Is that ever going to be in play that the sign would have to be moved, or would you have a new sign put in?
Such a good question, Debbie. Mm-hmm. I would love it to be in play. Let's get it in play.
Well, let's get our fire station remodeled first. Would be my thought, but...
Have they
thrown that at you yet? No. That's why I'm kind of looking around. I got my ears open.
Yeah.
So the church building down there that we've purchased,
We're
exploring different options on if we need to remodel that, to move offices down there, all sorts of things. Like that's phase two of the project based upon the fire station remodel and then that.
I hope I'm not hurting anybody's feelings by saying this, but I went through that building Friday.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I haven't, so I would like to go through it.
I went through it. I mean, if you fully want to utilize that public building just because it has the amount of stairs in it, you're going to have to do some serious ADA upgrades.
Oh, yeah.
And quite honestly, going through, looking at the structure of it, I really don't know if it's worth dumping a lot of money into it and trying to...
Yeah, the goal is a meeting room, right? That this gets used differently, and the meeting room's down there. So,
Yeah,
with the remodel down here, we may use the training facility down there for dorm space and everything else, and that training moved down here, and then what does that mean for a meeting room? We're using this for meeting and training.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. And I understand Bureau has been contacted. Wasn't there some kind of study done on that? Maybe? No? Yes? I thought I might have saw something.
He did a report on the historical building across... that we own, that we lease those.
I think he did just an evaluation over here, kind of like.
Yeah.
Making sure it was safe in the winter.
Asbestos.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I mean, if you'd like, we can...
The soundness of the building.
Put together something, you know. I mean, you own the building, right?
Yeah.
And we have nowhere else to go.
It's part two of our project, we only have so much time to focus, we're close to starting this project. And then when that project starts, you can start saying, okay, how do we plan out down there?
Before we did that project, we talked to the Historical Foundation that manages our community center building that we own about we want to take control of the building, and they were not open to that idea. But things have changed over there. You're attending the meetings. There's less volunteers. You know, I don't know if they would be open to another conversation, because that could surely be a meeting room as well. We could have a...
So if I can ask, when you say meeting room, are you talking about, renting space out?
No, we're talking about that. Yeah,
changing this.
Board of Trustees, zoning, zoning appeals.
Okay. Public meeting.
Public, okay, I see.
Open to allowing us to utilize that. We would also need the recording stuff down there, though.
Right, right. Everything would have to change. It would be a permanent situation.
Okay.
Not necessarily moving admin offices, just a meeting area.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You know, when the space was purchased, I think wish lists occurred. Oh, it'd be great if zoning went down there. It'd be great if. But the purpose was to expand this space for fire and have meeting space down there. Public meeting space.
Yeah. One thing at a time, yeah. At least down
the
time.
And
building,
what we're saying
building,
is
building
to be able to get this going,
putting a
whole
lot of
even
money
have
to
an
sign,
idea.
The
right.
sign is permanent then.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. Whoa up on the sign.
I'm not saying that.
No, she's saying save the sign if you could reuse the sign as well, she said.
That would work
down there.
Anything, yeah. You got to have, if we're going to have meetings in a different place, there's got to be some type of signage for it.
Yeah.
And we brought up the community center just to bring you up to speed that we own that building as well, and there's tons of space over there.
Yeah, there is a lot of space there. You could do something really cool with that building, as historical as it is. Not necessarily, you know, demo the whole thing. Just incorporate the history and make a nice room with a nice dais, you know, that incorporates the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
And not demo the whole thing.
No, never demo.
Right.
Anything else on the agenda, guys? Dawn, you have stuff for us?
I do not have anything for this evening.
No executive session tonight? Nothing to discuss?
I'll tell you in just a moment.
Consent decrees?
Is this is this where you want me to talk about some things that I have, or you want me to wait to open a meeting out there?
Yeah, you can surely warn us ahead of time.
Okay. Yes.
But yeah, you have a spot in the meeting.
Yeah. So how much detail you want to hear versus, and I can certainly repeat it out there.
That's what has to happen.
Yeah.
I think it's
helpful. Yeah.
So we're in need of a server upgrade.
No, I.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So we get everybody's attention.
You know, it probably would behoove him to bring him in the loop on that.
So we need an executive session?
I can bring him in whenever you say. Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, you were
saying. No, I was saying just a couple of items that I was going to just introduce. One that's very important to all operations is the server that we currently have. It's outdated. It's 9 years old. There's no warranty on it any longer. The storage is getting very limited. And, you know, trial tech working with John, he says something that he's had on his list to get done for some time. So we are in desperate need for a server upgrade. And that the cost of that server upgrade's $15,000 and some change. Right here, $15,825, and that's for trial tech to do that. That brings us up to date with the current Microsoft.
And all the state regulations. Correct. And we know we did that a couple weeks ago, yeah.
So mentioning that, we're having a meeting next week, team meeting. I'll be bringing in John Crisp, who I've worked with before at Falcon Forge, just letting our team know about the expectations, and we're going to be scheduling training very soon with employees, mainly the team here first in public service. Fire is difficult because of being interrupted. They have runs, but there's an online portal for that they can view. They have to watch it. And then it'll print out a certificate. Same with you all. You know, you all are required to do that too. So the training's all online. But for some of us, we'll be doing that training in-house and jamming it through. It'll probably take us 4 days, about 2 hours a day to get it hit out.
You're talking about
cyber.
Computer, yeah, okay.
Cybersecurity. So
there were other things out of that seminar that we thought were important. Both Chuck and I brought it forward, just about training on personnel issues, training, lots of training probably hasn't been done that needs to be
example,
done.
For example, prevention of sexual harassment with our integrated workforce that we have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Pilot might offer it, we might.
I actually brought something up today when Gavin and I had a discussion earlier. And I asked, hey, have we ever thought about the EA, joining the Employers Association? He said, yeah, we are. That's a heck of a group that can really take care of a lot of business for us and understand we haven't been utilizing it. So I've got I'm going to set up tomorrow to talk with someone, introduce myself, and bring it, see where we're at, what kind of programs that we're signed up for, and go from there. So training definitely is part of that.
Can we go back to this request? I assume it's a request for tonight?
It doesn't have to be.
I would say go ahead.
Okay.
We have $25,000 for server upgrade in the budget for this year. So
can I add that to new business?
Yeah.
I'm going to add server upgrade.
And I've got all the reasons why right here detailed.
So well, you can share it out there.
9 years old is good enough for me.
Computer, 9 years old.
Yeah. The hamster's tired, running on a little wheel.
Really, that's it.
That's the only action. We're trying to keep action items under new business.
Yep.
It always used to be in your report, but we'd like to pull it out.
I just was thinking on an email. Kathleen asked the question on who was authorized to sign things. Was it Harold directly or was it administrator? And do we have to have any sort of resolution saying if we said it was Harold, the it.
She just want to play it safe and pull something.
She just
what?
Like contracts. What was she? I'll find out what one she was talking
about. Yeah, like Harold would sign on behalf of the township on certain ones. Other ones that need to be signed by all three of us. You know, the other thing, I mean, Harold, I think, before...
So we would say that... Yeah. She was just saying, did we say administrator or Harold? You know, after a long time, you might get sloppy and say...
It could be a little higher.
A name and not a position.
Yeah.
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 So just go ahead and
untie your hands a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you want, though? A motion?
Yes.
You want a motion that...
That'll make Kathleen feel good that it's in there and...
Yeah, just a motion basically saying any prior one where Harold Grimm was specifically
authorized on behalf of my Clover Township that I mean, what do you think is did he get you like a corporate card ordered then and
working on that. So I just say what I had, again it doesn't have to be that, but we used a max allowable, which is $10,000 for your minister to have spending authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't ours five?
I was just typing you an email saying
you can make it whatever you want.
Yeah. Authority.
I thought it was five.
And really, the only time that really comes up if there's an emergency repair, such as something has to do with a fire truck, right? You can't wait for a meeting to have this thing repaired. It's outside.
Yeah,
everybody's spending authority. So yes, let's get that done. Anything over $10,000, obviously you're going to be down a little bit longer anyhow, so we can wait for a meeting. So really, it was more emergency use than it was just.
I don't
any.
We were going over it today, and I said I can't remember.
It's at the bottom. Look at what I wrote because you see.
And as we were sitting here, I typed in the email to Don,
like,
saying, where is
am
that
I voiding Harold?
So
am I...
Just as I'm trying to go over with Mike our process,
right.
I'm like, I can't remember what that number is. Because Harold never really used it. He just brought everything to us.
If I recall, Ms. Debbie and Don can confirm this. Ms. Don can confirm it, but I believe the ORC states that you can only have up to a certain amount. So... after that, it needs to go in front.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so.
Okay, we covered. Can we shut down the pre-meeting?
Are you going to be able to make the motion if you don't mind? Yeah, tonight, or is she
fine with
that? Our process or our procedure will be written in for the administrator. We just got to verify with him. We don't have to do a motion for that.
Okay.
We just need to do a motion.
I couldn't write the motion that cleared Harold. So she's correcting that.
Yeah, we'll do that one. But the other one, we have it in place. It's just verifying what it is.
I know there were some emails going back and forth about the recording and the sound of the meetings.
Yes.
So it's not the when people listen to them online, they can't hear.
Not the recording that's the issue. It's
in
the
audience.
Amplification in the room. Okay.
So
saying
does it need to be adjusted, or does it?
We don't have
any. There isn't
any. All we have is microphones that pick it up to the recording, so that's clear. But the people sitting live are saying they're having a hard time.
Yes.
We discussed that.
Okay.
And Debbie's going to ask Mike to work on it. In the meeting, so
we
know we get
that
microphones.
At least that's
no, we're going to do it under administrator.
Okay.
And Debbie was going to bring it up. Yes.
So we're listening.
I'm not allowed to bring that up. I'm just happy.
We're listening
Remember,
to
I'm
our.
Happy.
We're being transparent, listening to our constituents.
We listened to them 6 months ago. We just didn't get accomplished what we thought we got accomplished. So, yeah, we continue to listen. They again said we can't hear, and we're like, wait, this was fixed. It's not fixed. So we're going to bring it up in the meeting during Mike's report, and Mike's going to get it fixed, like he's going to get everything fixed. And when he introduces himself, he is going to say, I'm far superior to every
other
human.
I'm the fixer.
I'm the fixer. Give me a movie quote.
Yeah. There's a movie there.
Debbie doesn't like our meeting.
As long as it's not Star Wars.
We need to give you a bullet point like John Wick.
Read that before you hand it to her.
Yeah.
You seen that?
It was harder than you thought.
I've seen all of the John Wick.
Yeah, like the gold coin.
I'm waiting for a fourth.
The cleaner, one. That's what they I'm thinking
the third one that was a little kind of like.
Have you seen the ballerina one?
Payment what?
It's called John Wick Ballerina.
What do you call it? How do you say that?
It's good.
It's $5,000.
It. Okay, it's called Ballerina, a John Wick.
Is this about a payment or is this just him signing on?
But,
this is him signing all of those other things.
She's the
being authorized to spend that brief bet.
But that should already be authorized in our. On their policies and procedures. I just didn't look it up. It's there because I know that. Do we have to put that in there?
Send help.
I think it's just he needs to be able to make sure he can sign any contracts because there's things that are probably in process.
There's another good one, too.
Just making sure we didn't authorize Harold because I could see how we would say, authorize Harold to sign the contract.
My wife's not a
not the administrator.
That's a history war.
Potentially. Unless you go back and listen to everyone. I think that's it.
It doesn't even take you back into the war more so than bless you.
Okay.
More so
that's
about
simple enough.
How,
that's not saying anything.
Now that
yeah.
It says exactly what it needs to.
How the United States
new business
go on
and
trial these guys. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But covenant's really good. That's a wartime
it's
thing.
Yeah. We just finished season 2 of The Chosen.
Updated administrator.
Yeah, that's good.
It's funny. I like it, yeah.
Great.
It's a, yeah.
Okay, are we good? Are we good? Can we shut off the...
Yeah.
Okay. But I like reading that.
And is the sign-up sheet out there, Gavin? I'll go look.
So...
I didn't want to be cold or worse.
What?
On my house.